And we're starting Zrizas today. Amr Chazal Batmara Isha. Mikan Shekol Masayim Shal Tzadikim B'mhiras. Says by Batmara Isha. I think it's going on the Pasuk by
Shimshon.
By Shimshon?
Yeah.
Where is that talking about Shimshon?
The angel who appeared to the wife of Benami.
Again, Bayas wouldn't hesitate. He'll do right away. They don't lazy off. They don't tarry. They do it immediately. It's one of the steps, one of the early steps towards Ruach HaKadosh. Rambam nimtzu banei zrizos ubanim shvelim. It's a gemara psachim about a person who told his children that he's counting in those who come on time, come the first to Yerushalayim for Korban Pesach, and the girls came before the boys. So the gemara banei was zrizos and banim was shvelim. So you see the mile of zrizos. Koshkin the dry mitzvah shitzarach lizdares olasus miyad, kamashikosim zrizim magdim of the mitzvahs. A mitzvah that comes to your ability to do, don't let it rise, meaning don't delay it. Of Lloyd's daughters, the older one, when a night earlier, her descendant became a Geiris four generations earlier than the descendant from Ammon. Right, Rus became a Geiris, and Naomi Aminus became a Geiris and married Rechavim, which is four generations later. The brachas leilim yaris adam was bar mitzvah lebishabbos of bisham lemail to go mitzvah lemirat. It's a mitzvah to run, even though Shabbos we don't like running, but on mitzvah you run because Jesus. V'amru shiva kimnudim l'shamayim. One of the seven people are considered like ostracized. Not wrong word. Excommunicated is probably a stronger word.
Banishment.
Like a female lion, they get up, and like a male lion, they carry themselves. They get up from their beds like lions, depends what time, and they grab Kriya Shema. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, take care of Midyan and then you'll die. So he could have tarried, he could have delayed it, right? The longer he delays it, quote unquote, the longer he lives. Ava became his daris, because he wanted to do Ratzon Hashem b'zrizos. Dan havyos kanemer, v'kau kanesher, ratz katzri, v'giver kari, lasis v'tzayin avifo shebashamayim, to do the Ratzon of your Father in heaven. Ramachazos ishmor b'malachtoi, if you see a person that acts quickly in his work, he'll stand in front of the kings. Who is that pasuk referring to? So Moshe Rabbeinu, shenizdareis b'malachas hamishkan. He jumped to do the malachas hamishkan. He was zaycha lifnei malachim yisratzev. We'll stop over here, and we'll continue in Beit Hashem tomorrow.
There's no one word that reaches reasons. It's either alacrity, diligence, or zealousness, depending on how it's being used.
Thank you.
Kind of like Vitor.
What?
Kind of like Vitor, yeah.
Right.
True of all languages.
The Shlach Kaddish says all languages come from Lashon Kaddish.
It's good that not all branches of the tree are identical.
Yes.
Every language. This is the difference between Unculus and Art Scroll. Is Unculus is done by divine inspiration, and Zach, who is our school, is the best to be done, which is impressively good, but it's not really but it's translation.
Okay, we are going to start the Gemara on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. We are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the top. Just giving it another 10 seconds. Amar Papa, machloikas momata lemaila. The machloikas of what makes a guf atum, that a woman is not tamei leida, is from down to up, meaning working from the bottom of the body. So one said above the knee, one said past to nekavav, and one said to taburai. Avol mamaila lemata, but if it is missing off the top of the head, afilu kol du taira. Anything missing is enough to make it tahor. Rashi, mumaila shenechtag mugugosai, is missing from his skull. Chen amar v'gidl amar Rav Yechanan. Hamapelas eshugugota atuma, a woman miscarries somebody that's missing part of the skull, imay tahira. The mom is tahor. Yamar v'gidl amar Rav Yechanan. Hamapelas k'minafaks to the dikla. That means a woman that gives miscarries a baby that, like, the hands and feet come out of the shoulder, meaning on the bottom there's no tzura, and everything sticks from the top of the shoulder and up. It, like, it's a date tree with the branches coming off the top. Imay tahira. Rashi, afakstid atuma chasera, missing. Kimin afakstid dikla. Sadeka lamata yochid, at the bottom a day tree is one, meaning it's just one thing. Mispatu milmaila, and it goes up, it splits. Kacha yada viragla bok sefoy, umamata hubaloy tsura. So that's not tamei aleida. That's not tamei aleida. Dr. Gemay writes, and this is the question that the Rishayim asked. So why is a shulya tamei aleida? Right? Why is a shulya tamei aleida? Teretz says the shulya was once a baby and then disintegrated. A baby that comes out, I fixed it, the dikla, was never a baby. It never had. How do you know the shulya was once a baby? The answer is you go by Rive. That's the only answer you can give. And we're passing with that Rive for both Tuma and Tara. We're a Saimach on Yemei Tara. A woman that gives birth to a person whose face is Musmasim means somewhat crushed, but not completely. What word does the Rabbeinu Artsko use? What?
Smashed.
Rabbi Yechon Amar Imay Tameya, Rish Lakish Amar Imay Tahira. Rabbi Yechon says Imay Tameya, and Rish Lakish says Imay Tahira. Rashi Musmasim, Mu'uchim Ktsas, Veloy Kokach Kapan of Tuchais. But it's not like totally smashed in. She pleaded by her. Eisner Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. An apelis yad chatucha v'regel chatucha. It's the hand or a foot. He might may later. Ben chayshish in shemem meguf atum basa. We say if there's a hand or a foot, it probably was part of a complete body, which disintegrated. V'misa listen shemem meguf atum a mishapan of musmasim. Why does it say we don't worry that maybe it's from a guf atum or from a baby that had the face smashed in? Meaning, guf atum makes it make it missing a lot. We can even say don't worry that it came from a baby that had no complete face. That also would be tar. Why don't we reckon? Why don't we count that as a would have popped in from later? And we say no, it didn't come from that. Dr. Gemara, Amar Papi, but part of the smasim kulam alay pligid the tamei. You're right. It's partially smashed in. Everybody agrees it's tamei. He pligid, but part of tuchais. When do they argue? They argue by part of tuchais, which means totally smashed in. What does he say? Smooth, meaning it totally smashed in. There's no recognition at all. Ve'ebchitmer. Now, not because you have to turn it around, but Rabbi just said, you fellows have the wrong Messiah about the Machlekes anyway. So he's changing two things. Number one, the Machlekes is not by Musmasim. Musmasim would be considered a Leida. Tuchais is not a Leida, is a Machlekes. And number two, the Mandi Amrim, he changes. Not because he had to, but because that's what he had in Messiah. That Rabbi Yechon and Amr Imay Tahira, Rish Lakish Amar, Imay Tameya. Rish Lakish says, the mother is tamei. If you give me a few more minutes. Frank the Gemara, the loisvei, Rish Lakish for Rabbi Yechon and Mahatma. So why didn't he ask him the same brisa? It didn't say, Ein Chayshishen, Semba Guf Atem, by part of Tuchais. Why don't we ask that same question? The answer is, Shem Da'ashanile, Rabbi Yechon would answer him, Hainu Gufatam, Hainu Mishapanav Tuchais. There's no difference. There's no difference than a... It's the same thing. Now, this is different than sandal that we had on the Amid Beis. Because sandal on the Amid Beis came out as a twin. And one of the faces was smashed in, which means it was once a baby, and its twin smashed it in. No, there was the face.
Sandal?
Yeah, that's what Rashi said. Maybe not. Maybe you're right. I always understood it, the face, but maybe you're right.
I think
it could be both. Could be. But either way, it's not a dimyan to hear. Because over there, it was caused by a twin. That's what Rashi said. Ain sandal she'ini mevlad. There was another baby here. And that other baby caused the sandal. Here, there's no other baby. It's pun of tuchais without another baby. That means it never developed. Whereas there, it developed and then got smashed in. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, keep pleading the pun of Tuchai, Shane Surah Behem, the Karis Lagamri. Can't tell anything. He didn't have to turn around the Mandi Abram, right? That was his Messiah. Why didn't it say that? The answer is, Hain the pun of Tuchai. That's considered atum. Of the pun of Masmasim, like a Vishnu Yahi, then it carries Mematsura. It is recognizable, the form of a face. The lab atum, who the atum had no chasa the gamri. It has to be missing something totally. Yes, doctor?
I would suggest going back up that the difference in the two faces is that in the first case, where the child's face, for instance, Rebel smashed, is there are features there, whereas what the Italian says, food, is where there was never any differentiation of space, which would fit in with the fire more, that the appearance of space also turned.
I thought I translated it that way. Maybe I wasn't clear.
I think you used the term smashed.
Rashi said, I read Rashi, who said, Musmasim is mu'uchin tzas, somewhat smashed, but the face features are still there, discernible. And two choices that you can't tell anything at all. I thought that I explained it that way. If I didn't, it's a lack of my explanation. Talk to Gemara Vayter. B'nei Rav Chiya Nafik L'Kriyasa. The children of Rav Chiya went out to villages. Now, I don't think Rashi here says villages, but in Beya, on the word L'Kriyasa, Rashi translates it as villages. What does he say?
Villages.
Villages, okay. Asa L'Kama Davuain, they came back to their father. Amalem klum maisa bal yedchem, bal maisa yedchem. Do you have any shilas? Amaloi panav tukas bal yedainu. We had a baby that was born with a totally non-recognizable features of face. We told the lady she's coming later, like the maskana of the Gemara, that it was Rish Lakish who said tmeya, they paskin like Rish Lakish. Now, the truth is, galoch is like a b'yashana. And they paskin like Rish Lakish. So Amar Lahem, so he said to them, Tzuvitara Masha Tzumesim. Let me just give the Gemara, give me like a minute. Again, they paskin that the woman is Tamei Leida, even though it was part of Tuchais, which means they paskin like Rish Lakish. Because Rabbi Yechon had said, she's not Tamei Leida. So they went, and they paskin like Rish Lakish, even though they knew that the Halach is like Rabbi Yechon. Amar Lahem, Tzuvitara Masha Tzumesim. Go be matai what you're matame. My da taichu luchumra. You want it to be machmer. But chumra da'ashi l'day kulahi. But this is a chumra that ends up being a kula. Because this lady, the kivisala yimei tayar, if you tell her that she had a birth, that means you say, okay, I'm tame for 14 days. We don't know if it's male or female. But I still get yimei tayar now. Whereas if you would paskin like Rabbi Yechon, this is a non-birth, that means there's no yimei tama and no yimei tayar. She's an ida. And we deal with her like a regular nida. So being machmer here has a opposite effect because it leads to a kula. Now the Mefarshim speak out that many times in Hilkos Leida we are machmer, but that's because it's not, meaning either it's not a matter of machloikas, we just say be machmer only for Tumah not for Tara, but over here, since there's Rish Lakish that says Tameh, and if you paskin Tamei, it sounds like you're picking Rish Lakish, they'll come to the Mekel. Meaning, the people who get the psak won't view it as a chumrah. they'll view it as a psak, not as a chumrah. If they knew it was a chumrah, they'd understand there's no yemei tara. But they don't view it as a chumrah because man's passing it like Rish Lakish. He's telling us it's tamei, not telling us it's a chumrah. Bnei Reb Chiya knew they were only being machmer. But what Reb Chiya was worried about is that the people they passed him for won't take it as a chumrah, they'll take it as a psak. So he said, go back and don't be machmer, because this machmer can lead to a kula. Rashi. So to Rashi, the chumrah, so tamei somebody says shavuayim is from suffix nekeva. You were metamer for 2 weeks, because you might be nekeva. Chumrah does it a kula. Nekeva the vladu, you visually may tire me, a lamed gimel the zachar. She gets 33 of a zachar, which means really doesn't get 33 because 33 would start after 7 and this starts after 14. And you're being matar, her, whatever she sees during those 26 days, shleikadin. So it's a gamble to be machmer when it can lead to a kula. Not worth it. When the halacha is like a b'yechanan, if the halacha were like a shlakish, that's the halacha, but it's not. The halacha is like a b'yechanan. So being machmer like Rish Lakish has a detrimental chance, and we don't want that. Yes?
If I recall correctly, there are other instances where we've been unable to differentiate between two outcomes, and we've accepted the chumras on both sides, and we have not had this concern. Why do we have this?
Yeah, the Mefarshim asked this question. They asked this. They deal with this question. And I mean, I can look it up before I make it up. As I go along, I'll look it up. I'm going to need... The last... Almost the last volume. This is the question they deal with. Is it a leader or not? Leader gets you made tara.
Make something a leader a viability.
Well, again, not a gufatum. We have three mandiyamrim. One mandiyamra said trefa is not a leader. One mandiyamra says trefa means it never was a complete baby.
She was pregnant with no question that there was a baby there at some point.
Again, no, there wasn't. There wasn't a complete baby. It was a goof atom.
It has to be a complete baby to be real.
Yes. Now, that's the question from Shulya. The answer is we assume Shulya was a complete baby that disintegrated. We assume it to the point that we're Mako. We give it to May later, May Tara.
Right?
What?
That's the way Rish Lakish is going with Chumra. By saying that she's tough.
We're going both with Chumra and with Chumra. And we are making a decision on one of the two lemmas of the God Lemma. We're deciding to go one way.
By saying that she's Ta'ora, that's in one way it's a kula, but it is
she's Ta'ora from later. She's still near. She's still bleeding from her
wound.
If I understand you right.
This is later. Corbin too.
Where did I see it? Unless I saw it in the back. I don't think I looked in the back. Let me just take a look if I can find it. I saw it somewhere. I can't remember where I saw it, that asked the question and differentiated between this case and other cases. About it, and he says, that when the Chazal decide to be machmer because they feel it's a makom l'achmer, then we pass in the chumrah, even though we take a chance that people might use it l'kula. We explain it to them and hope for the best. They decided it's kedai to be machmer in this case. But when the halacha has no chumrah built into it, and Bnei Rav Chiya decide to be machmer, then their father said, you have no right to do it. If Chazal say, because we don't know, we're going to be machmer. So they're telling you they want to take that gamble. But if you know it's mutter, you can't be machmer when there's a chance of kula. Unless Chazal say, in this case, we want to be machmer. So they're telling you, you can take these chances. For Bnei Rav Chiya to make these decisions after they were told that the halacha is like Rav Yechanan is not their... Their father felt was not their prerogative, but not within their range.
When you are being strict out, that's unimpeachable. When you are being strict,
I worded it differently than that. I said when Chazal are being strict.
No, I'm sorry, no, that's what I meant. Okay, thank you very much.
I saw it. I don't remember where I saw it. I didn't think I looked in the back, but it was says that. Okay. A woman who miscarries a creature that has two backbones. Amarav, b'ishein avlad. That's not a baby. It's not missing a piece. It has extras. But as far as Rav is concerned, this is like gufatim. The behema aser b'achila. By behema, even if you find it in the womb, it's usher. Now, we have a rule that anything in the animal that has a parsa, we had it before, you can eat. We don't care. If it's in the womb, eat it. Here, Rav says this is usher. Why? The Gemara will explain. Shmuel Amar Be'ish Avlad. Shmuel says, no, it is a baby. And Bebehema Mutar Bachila. And if you find it in an animal, it's Mutar Bachila. But my commitment is, what are they arguing about? But Rav Chanan Bar Abba, Rav Chanan's Bar Abba statement. The Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abba, Hashua. There's a pasuk that says, Ezel loy taychlu Hashua. One of the things the Torah asks us to eat is something called Shua. What is Shua? Right? It's a pasuk in Parsha Shmini that says you shouldn't, it's in Re'ei. And it says you don't eat a shua. What is a shua? So Rav Chanan Bar Abba translated, Hashua is a bayish eshle beis gabin of beis shadrois. That means the Torah is telling me I'm not allowed to eat a shua. It has split hoofs. It has chuzitzkan. But I can't eat it. So what is the Torah talking about? When it's born or in utero? So Rav Amar Beria Bal Melessa. It can never survive. It would, if it ever came out of the mother, it would be dead. You couldn't eat it anyway. It's an avela. So the Torah can't be asering eating it when it's alive after it's born because it never is born alive. And therefore, since it's never born alive, that can't be the kavanas haTorah to aser a bear you have two backs and two shadrois because it's never born alive.
Can't
never shecht it. Exactly. Must be that the Torah is asering it as a infida in utero. That the Torah is saying, even though everything else that's in utero is mutter, shua is usher. Right? Therefore, ki agmerei rachmana l'maisha, when Rabbeinu Shem taught maisha, shua is usher, b'meima agmerei. And therefore, if it's different by an animal, that means it's not a baby. Then we don't view it as a baby by an isha either. Shmuel amar bar yamam isha. No, it can be born alive. And it can even live 8 days. And therefore, you can shecht it. And you would be able to eat it. So the Torah told me, no, you can't eat it, Shua. But that's because it's already born and it's alive. But if it's in utero, it's no different than anything else in utero that we allow you to eat, even though it's treif. Now, the question is this machlokes of metzias? And the answer is no. Everybody agrees that it very rarely it lives. Very rarely. Rav says the Torah didn't teach us a halacha that almost rarely happens. And therefore it must be talking about in utero. And Shmuel says it's enough there that the Torah would answer it. That's how the Mefarshim explained the machlokes. Whether the amount of times it happens is significant enough that the Torah would deal with it. Rashi. Zakt Rashi, Bibhema Asale Bakhila. Before that. Khumad Asal de Kulu, did I learn that?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. Bibhema Asa Bakhila, Nishkataima Vinimta Bimeha, Bakochka Yatsa Vavraila, the Nafalu Unavela. It'll be dead and Avela. You can eat anything in the animal. It has to have a hoof. We had that earlier. One hoof or two hoofs. There's never a born sua. So when the Torah asked it, it must be an unborn sua. Shmuel says, no, it's talking about a sewer that came out alive. And therefore, the Torah said it when it's born, not when it's not born. Yes, doctor?
When you put in the 8 days, are you putting that in somewhere, or is that in the Gemara?
No, it's not in the Gemara. Every animal has to be living 8 days before you shecht it.
Before you shecht it, after it's done, I'm aware of that. It would seem that Shmuel's arguing on Rav Yana that we covered just yesterday, that Rav Yana holds
a treif and a lev. It's not, see, again, the question is treif or shua worse than a treif?
Okay, so you're
saying Rav says they can't live.
So then Rav is arguing on...
No, he's not, because there's such a thing called born nevela. We had, if it's missing Avne Kavav, it's not treif, it's worse than treif.
Okay, so it's not treif.
Right.
Rabbi.
Hold 1 second, Harvey, yes.
Shmuel said there is such an animal called Shesua. There is like a species.
Correct. And I wouldn't call it a species. Again, it's a cow that is Shua. You want to name it a new ape? I'm not going to argue with the semantics.
Yeah, made part of it, which is a kosher animal.
Again, to me, it's a cow that's sewer. You want to say it's a new mint? Fine. You know, depends where you want to put it. And it makes no difference in halacha.
If you want to, you can taste mine a bit.
Yes. Harvey.
Rabbi. Yeah. So, I understand how what the argument is here and how you take this particular creature and you try to apply it here. But the specifics of the pasuk is about eating. Anybody that's...
We're talking about animals.
I know, but we're talking about that you can't eat the animal. That's the context of the pasuk. So how on earth could the pasuk really be referring to something that couldn't be... that it's not even possible in the context of a...
Yes, it
of shechting and eating.
Okay, so let me step back. There's a halacha that says, if you check the mother cow and you found a cow in the mother that is treif, is missing something, is you're allowed to eat it without shechita. Because the shechita of the mother helps for the baby. Anything in that mother, right? The Gemara Chulin deals with all the specifics. But the basic rule is anything you find in utero is edible. Again, all the specifics will lead from a Sechtes Chulin. We'll talk now in generality. In generality, if you shecht a mother cow and you found inside something, you're allowed to eat it. The condition is that what you find inside has to have at least one hoof.
And be living.
But no, it doesn't have to be living. No, it's dead in the mother's stomach. It doesn't have to have, it does not have to be living.
Well,
No, it does not. We had that earlier this week. There's a difference between finding a bird and finding an animal. So I'm not getting into specifics of this. We'll wait for the fourth parak in Chulin, where the Gemara deals with this at length. But the take is that it's not talking about shechting it, because you never can shecht it. That's what Rav says. So when the Torah asked it, it must be talking about in utero. And Shmuel says, not true. They can be born alive and live somewhat. And therefore, the Torah is talking about shechting it. So that's the argument. What is the Torah referring to? A living one or an in utero one? In utero, you don't have to shecht it. It's automatically mutter with the mother, Shlita.
Is there such thing as a shesua that's an animal as opposed to a human?
I'm sorry?
Is there such a thing as a cow shesua? Is there a thing?
Yeah, well, the question is, can there be a living cow shesua?
No, I'm asking if there could be even... I'm asking whether there can be a cow shesua. It's nothing, but it's in there. Is there such a thing? What's bothering me is not the shechting, it's the potential, the question of whether you could eat such a thing is the context of the pasuk. That's all.
Yeah, in utero, you shecht a mother cow
and
found
inside.
There
could be, okay. I got it. So I misunderstood the explanation before. I thought that there was no such thing in any context as a shesua.
No.
Cow, human, or anything. I got the wrong end of the stick.
The Achronim do compare it. I'm not getting involved. I'm just mentioning this. Anybody can do their own research if they want to. Siamese twins that can have two parts of one body and then join at a different point. Right? They can have two heads and then
really attached
to one body. Well, anyway, as I said, everybody should do their own research, but there's a story with Shlaima HaMelech that the Medrash brings, that Siamese twins came and they had a machloikas about Yerusha. They claim they're two different people because they have two heads, and therefore they get two-thirds of the Yerusha. And the other brother, who wasn't the Siamese twin, claimed that they're one because they have one body and therefore he gets half and they get half. I'm not getting into Bechayra now, right? We'll leave that alone. So Shlaima HaMelech covered one of the heads and poured hot water on the other head. And the head covered screamed in pain. So Shlaima HaMelech said, that's a raya, that it's one body. Again, I'm just saying a medrash. Everybody can do whatever they want with this. I'm not getting involved in halacha. I just mentioned that. So there was a creature that was alive with two heads, enough to argue in front of Shlaima HaMelech that they are two people and they should get two shares of the property. And Shlaima HaMelech proved that they're one person by their nervous system. End of story? Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't cite the famous case, which was brought to the lunch of the public brother.
Yeah, but that was by the heart, not by the head. By the head also, yeah, but that's...
Yeah.
They had one heart. The rest of the body was separate.
And he didn't use hot water. What he used was... He had a surgeon who was T. Everett.
No. I know the story. I read it 50 times. I know that story, Clark. That's not the point. The point there was... Not whether it's one baby or two babies. That was not a child. It was clearly two babies. It was totally separate in every other aspect, except they shared six chambers of a heart. They were attached by the heart and by the chest, and together they had six chambers. A heart is supposed to have four, and they had six to combine. So Reb Meisha had to paskin what to do. At the end of the day, Reb Meisha paskins, they saved one baby at the expense of the other baby, and they both ended up dying in the not so far future. But that's not the point. That's a different shiloh. There was no shiloh of one or two babies there. It was definitely two babies. I read that article so many times. It was in the Philadelphia Inquirer. And reading that article shows how things have changed. because the hospital didn't want to do it because they would be charged with murder, right? They had to get a special dispensation that it's not murder. Today, they kill people all the time. It's part and parcel of medicine. But in those days, Siedra Koop, right, that was the guy. He was the head of the hospital in Philadelphia, and he refused to do it because of his, A, religious, and also because he was afraid of Pennsylvania law, right? There was an article in the Philadelphia Inquirer. Anybody can look it up. I forgot what date it is. I have a copy of it at home in one of my Gemaras, because when we learn about this, I pull it out to show people. Yeah, I remember that case. I remember when it happened. Date me. I remember when it happened. I think in 77 or 78, if I remember correctly. Okay. Dr. Gemara, I mean, it's easy to find. You just put in Rabbi Feinstein in the Philadelphia Inquirer, and they'll print out the article for you. How many Rabbi Feinstein articles did they have in the Philadelphia Inquirer?
Actually, the best one was in the New York Times.
That I didn't say. I only saw the Philadelphia Inquirer.
I meant the article in Rabbi Feinstein.
Oh, good. New York Times. Dr. Gemara, writer. Eisrei Reb Simi Bachia L'Rav. Now, the truth is, Reb Simi Bachia had a question on Rav and Shmuel. But the Gemara says on Rav, and the Gemara is going to say why. And Rashi is going to say why. Eisrei Reb Chiya B'Rav, Achrei Rav. Reb Chiya Ben Tignes Aymer, Reb Chiya Ben Tignes says, Kol Sheyeshlei Beis Gaber Shnei Shedros, Pasal La'Avayda, can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. A Kayan, he's a Balmum, Amad Achayim. So we see he lives, right? Now, the truth is, this would be a question, this is by a b'chor, by animal. Now, according to Shmuel, it's not edible anyway, so you wouldn't be able to use it for a b'chor anyway. It's treif. Shmuel says that the Torah asher sua, so what's the havamina of bringing it as a carbon? So the truth is, this could be asked on Rav, who says they never live, and on Shmuel, who says that even if they live, but they're treif, the Torah asher it. So this kasha could have been asked on both of them. But he asked Rav, and Rashi's going to explain why he asked Rav. We'll see in a minute. So, Amaloi, Simiat? Ah, you're Simi that's asking me the question? Shedrasai Akuma. It doesn't mean it had two. In that case, it was one that was bent and looked like two. But Enochinami, two would never live, Rav told them. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Reb Chanina ben Antignus, the B'chor Koi, the Komedavi Mum, with the Pasal of the Carbon, because of the head Yitzhari, it must be a kosher animal. The Kachal of Tavayu, the Afilu Yatzal Avarayla, sorry. It's saying even if it's born, you can eat it. You can't bring a carbon out of a non-edible species. The Shmuel is Shari Elbe Me'imai. The Hod, the Akshir of Asim Yitzhari, the Rav Medi Shmuel. So why did he ask Rav and he didn't ask Shmuel? B'shum Tegabei Avi Koi, he was by Rav, Ubar Berei Havi. He was Rav's grandson. Rav Simi Bar Chia was Rav's son. So Rav Simi is a grandson. The grandson was by his Zaidi. And he asked his Zaidi because he was by Zaidi, not because he didn't have a kach on Shmuel. Because I'm a Ben Bar Basar. Rav Iklan the Bay Rav Simi Bar Chia, Bar Berei. The Gemara identifies Rav Simi Bar Chia as his grandson. Simiat, become a ducht in Ashkechon, the Mahadale Rav Hachi. Many places we find Rav telling Rav Simi, Simi yet? You're Simi? Benir Beinai, Mishum Debar Brehavi, he was his grandson. The Kamal Hachi Mishum Chaviv Husei, because he loved him. Ah, Simi yet! You know, a lesson of fondness. Klem Ati Yadei Lashiveni. Ah, Baruch Hashem, you ask good questions.
Don't you think that word Simi?
Simi. Yeah, it could be. His name is Simi, but it will remain Simi in my life for the rest of my life. I'm sorry. I don't change my pronunciations of these. Yes. It's not Yavmos, it's Yavamos, and it's not Yoma, it's Yuma. I can't change.
I'm Koi.
What? I say Kai because everybody else says Kai, but really I used to say as a kid Kvi. Anyway, but...
Yeah, he says you're true to form. You are
okay, that's Rashi's right. Now Rashi brings another shot. The Rav had a midas sneas that he never looked up. He always looked down. He never recognized the person, only by voice. Ah, Simi is here. The trash of Lenny, really. I mean, why didn't Rav react to anybody else's questions? Oh, Rufkana, Kanat, Amiyat. I mean, if he's recognizing by voice, there should be many others. Right. Bekama Mekaimis, Kan, Menachas. Right, Shemat, you had another Pshat, which from the Chorav Havi, Bedachit way. He was smart, sharp, and he used to push Rav. He used to ask a lot of questions. Oh, here, come see me again. Right. Amar, Rachmana L'Sheizve, Hashem should save him, me, Miksufei de Rav Simi, from being embarrassed by Rav Simi. He used to ask good questions. It wasn't Rav that said it. But lo, he doesn't Rav Simi Barasha, Havi, the Dachat Rav Papa. That was way later. That was Rav Simi Barashi, who was doing it to Rav Papa, not Rav Simi Barachia doing it to Rav. So therefore, Rashi sticks to his shot that he thinks it's Chavivas. Now, I will say this. I mean, I get myself into hot water, but sometimes I enjoy doing that. There's a medrash that the Ran brings in Kedushin. The Ran brings a medrash in Kedushin that Rav had 10 things that he was Zayik. Ran doesn't quote that part, but it's that medrash is quoted. And 10 Talmidim of Rav each adopted one of them. And one of the things Rav was Zayik was not to look out of his Dawud Amas. That's the Lashon HaMedras. He never looked out of his Dawud Amas. Now, that's not what Rashi is saying here, because one can look three Amas and see Rav Simi. Right? But there is a Medrash like that, that Rav didn't look out of his Dawud Amas. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vaiter. One more Rashi. She's addressed to Akuma. Hadar B'chanin, the Masmah Dechai, Lashne got Mamish. Wasn't two backs. She's addressed to Akuma, Venir and Kishtai. Yes, Bo'obrim, there are those fetuses, right, Shehenasurim, meaning that they're born, these are Obrim that are born, right, that are automatically asked to Mishum Nevela, whether they're alive or dead. One of them is Abol Ben Abol Ladaka, born early. A behemoth daka, sheep and goats, have a 5-month gestation period. If it's born a month early, it cannot survive. And therefore, even if it's born alive, it's an avela. Ben Shemayna Lagasa, a cattle has a 9-month gestation period. If it's born a month earlier, can't survive. A menu lamata usher, anything that less than that is usher. Yatsa, Mishi Ashley Shnei Gabin or Shnei Shadras. This excludes the two backs and two backbones. Now, what does that mean, excludes? My Yatsa. Lav Yatsa Mechlal Ubrim Shafilu B'mei Yavim and Asura. Isn't it saying that this excludes that the two backs are not usher? Because that's saying, even though they are not completely formed, they're a mutter. It must be saying something. Again, the Brice is saying these things are usher when they're born, excludes the one that is two backs and two shadras. Now that's mutter. Now according to Rav, it can never be mutter. According to Shmuel, it can never be mutter when it's born. So what exactly are we saying here? We're saying these things are forbidden, even when they're born alive, because they're automatically dead, they can't survive, not viable, and then exclude from this rule the two backs and two shadras. That means that can be eaten. Something Gemara, Rav Matayat Sutameh, Yishmuel Matayat Sutameh. Rav will answer the Braisa his way, which he says it can never survive in birth, and the Torah asked it even in utero. And Shmuel answer it that it can survive in birth, but it's usher after birth, but it's mutter in utero. Rav Matayat Sutameh, like this. Ben Abar Ladaka Ben Ches Lagasa, 4 months in a behemoth daka. How did he translate the word daka?
Small animal, like a sheep and goat.
Small, okay, I said the same thing. It means he doesn't have a word for it. And Gasa is a cattle. Ulamata is usher. Medvar Mamoram Shatzalav Raiva. That's only when it's born. Rav adds these words to the Braitza. These things are usher when they're born because they're automatically dead. They're born dead for all practical purposes. Even if they're alive, they're dead. However, those things, if you find in utero, you can eat. That means if you check an animal and find a four-month-old baby there, in a daka, eat it. Because it never was born, so it's not an avela. It's b'mei imai, it's mutter. That excludes the two backs and the two backbones. That's also even in utero. So Adarabba, the Brice is saying yotza not as an exception to the iser, an exception to the heter of in utero. Usmul matayas l'tamei. Ben abal l'dakim b'shmein l'gas amen l'mat aser. The medvar mamorim shlek halul l'kadoshav. That's only because it didn't have a complete pregnancy. It's at 4 months or 8 months or less. Avakalul l'kadoshav mutar. However, once it's a complete pregnancy and it's born, it's mutter. Yotza mishiyesh le'beis gamma beis adroiz, da'avagam de'kolu l'chadoshav, even if it was a full-term pregnancy, em yotza la'avaroi la'maser, me'mei ma'ishari. So each one answers the braisa that yotza doesn't mean an exception to the iser. Yotza means an exception to the heter. Either braisa never talked about a heter. So they both insert something into the braisa that's mutter. Rav inserts that those things that are usher 4 and 8 are only usher out of their body. In utero, they're mutter. Exception, Shnei Shadrois are usher even in utero. Shmuel says they're usher when they are not full term. But full term, they're mutter. The two backbones are not mutter when they're born. But in utero, they're mutter. So each one answers the brisa according to his way. Let's do Rashi. Zakrashi, yes, Bobrim. Shiyatsu lavra elam shasura mishum nevela. There are fetuses that are born alive and they're nevela. That's not a full term pregnancy. Lav, yatsu mikla obrim. Nahani avagav le kalu chacheyam. I'm sorry. Yeah, even though they didn't have a complete pregnancy, kinim to b'meim ashari. Avahari, afilu b'meim anaser. You're having trouble wrapping your hands around the fact that I can find something dead in a mother's body and eat it.
I'm saying any preemie sheep is usher?
If it's born, yes. It won't survive.
Oh, because it won't survive.
It's not viable. Right. It's an avela right away.
And with today's technology...
I don't know. See, then you get involved. The Chazai Nishna says that halacha was decided at the time of Ravina and Ravashi, and from then on, nothing changes. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't change with Matthias. It means that it doesn't change in halacha. Meaning, today they do surgeries on people who have something called trefa, and Baruch Hashem, they live. Because it doesn't make a difference if halachically they're trefa or not. Rabbi Islam gave them the chokhmah to be able to extend the life. It's wonderful. Again, and it can do the same thing.
This sheep lives and it has babies.
Again, I can only tell you halacha doesn't change. That's all I can tell you.
Well,
you know the famous story? Famous story is there was a businessman that lived in Volozhin. And he went to a Chaim Volozhin and he said he's going on a trip. Can he have a bracha? Chaim Volozhin told him not to go. Okay, the Rav told him not to go. He didn't go. Came back 4 months later and he said, I want to go on a trip. Chaim Volozhin told him not to go. And this happened a number of times. Every time he came, Chaim Volozhin said, don't go on the trip. Finally, he said to Chaim Volozhin, everybody else comes for a bracha, you give them a bracha. And every time I come, you tell me, don't go. So Chaim Volozhin said, let me tell you something. You have something in you, an illness, that the Beis of the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's treif. Which means, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you cannot live more than a year. Once you're treif, you're finished. The Shagas Aryeh paskins that it's not treif. In the Russian, we paskin like the Shagas Aryeh when it's a shayla of an animal with that thing. We say it's mutter. The Shagas Aryeh was Rav in the Russian. He paskins it's mutter. In the Russian, it's mutter. Outside in any other city that animal is born, they say it's treif. In the Russian, we say it's kosher. As long as you're in the Russian, you're fine. The minute you leave the Russian, the halacha is like the Machaber. You won't live. That's what Rav Chaim Volozhin told him. I can only tell you what he said. What? That I don't know. I never heard about the Chazanish. I heard about the Chaim Glazer. I don't know the story of the Chazanish. I can't quote something I don't know. But this is the famous story with the Chaim with the Shagasari.
What this tells you, halacha is not an innovation. Halacha is a reflection of what is.
Exactly, 100%. Halacha is a reality.
You're on your use of term and we have this secular idea of living in death, and what this is telling us is that that's not the reality. I mean, this is reflected in something we've been ancillarily dealing with all day today, which is if you get a couple of a male and a female, a cow from the shepherd, from shepherds and others, you can breed a whole flock of animals which don't require
shepherds. That we deal, it is not so simple. We'll learn it in Chulin, and we're not going to pass in a Masechtas Nida about a thing in Chulin.
This was the 22nd version of it, which indicates, I mean, living cattle need
again, we'll leave it again. I will only answer it's a big machlokes tanoim, and we'll leave it from a sechtes chulin. We're sticking to nida. We're not learning chulin now. Yes, ba'orbim tov tried right. Yatsim chalom dehani. I forgot the kaluchachayim. Even though they're not complete, kinim to be meim and sharut. Avahai, I feel be meim and us. Rekasha l'shmu. So both are shver, because it seems to say these are usher in utero. These are usher all the time. The 4 months old is usher when it comes out, mutter in utero. This sounds like it's, well, a push-up shot, it sounds like it's mutter, yatsa. Rav l'tamei, b'tayas l'tamei. The Rav l'tzarech l'tzerutzem shim hugufa. See, again, Rashi understands that the Havamina was that this is always usher. So Rav, no, Rav has to only answer because Rav is great. The Bryce is telling you it's also even in utero. I translated it that it's Masmitz Mutter all the time. It's my mistake. Rashi translates it that the Diyak is that this is always Usher, which is exactly what Rav said. Except Rav has a problem because Rav Leitzarach Letutim, Shemi Gufat, Le Mishkam Mishaper, it doesn't sound right. The Reishik, Shatz Alav Roilam, Mayri. The Reishik is talking about when it's born. The Sevet, the Tani Yatsa, Masmitz Alav Koi. It's mashmid going on when it's born. Like I explained. Right, Rav is dealing with the fact that simple understanding of the Brisa is mashma, that the Brisa is saying this is mutter. We have Shalom Akeh. And Rav can't say that. He has to add the words, Avim Shari, that those things are mutter in utero, the Pang Mehim Amkasha. Yatsa Mishiesh Lishne Kabim. The Chik Silver Achman Hashua. The Meisim b'Meima Asra. As Rav holds, the Tyra Asra Yeshua did it as a fetus. The Mim b'Fnei Atzmei left it because it never is born alive. Shmuel Matayas L'Tamei, Reisha B'Seifa K'Shiyatzer Laver Olam. Both talk about when it's born. The Ava Gav the Kolu Chadoshav Nefelu Lechayev Nevei Lahavi. Even though it's completely a thing, the Tyra said Yeshua is an Nevela. That's what the Tyra say. And therefore, you cannot eat it. Fine. Okay? We will stop over here. Mitch said we will continue tomorrow. I hope to have the test tomorrow.
Doesn't check the baby, or whatever, check, makes the baby out of a pregnant cow, and the mother comes out, and the baby comes out alive.
Also, you're cool.